luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Dawn breaks over the Lunga Lunga Lagoon on the west coast of Malaita in Solomon Islands. It's prime fishing time and a cluster of canoes dot the calm waters. The fishermen are using hand reels, hoping to hook fish to eat or sell at the market. This is James Walaranoa, who has been fishing here for years.
Fishing is important for me, so because
fishing is important to my life because it helps me to survive as someone that's struggling to make ends meet.
Locals call themselves saltwater people, their connection to the sea passed down through generations. Lawrence Saleh stays out here on the water for hours.
Patient as well as food for the family, so fishing is like my full-time job.
Tuna species like skipjack and yellowfin are a common catch here, but a wrestle with a large fish in this lagoon is rare. On this particular morning, a fortuitous bite from a billfish turns into quite the spectacle as Sani, a local fisherman, strategically tussles to reel in a 2-metre catch.
It depends on your lucky day, but it's difficult to catch this kind of fish.
Located in the Coral Triangle, the waters surrounding Solomon Islands form part of what's been dubbed the Amazon of the Seas, and according to locals, these were once abundant fishing grounds. But a combination of factors like rising ocean temperatures, acidification and sea level rise, as well as human-driven pressures, including overfishing, are impacting local stocks. Ben Walelia is a community leader in the village of Oibola on the Lunga Lunga Lagoon.
With the coming of big fishing companies, I have noticed especially the tuna, pelagic species, have receded. This is actually affecting our communities, our livelihoods.
These changes have required Walelia's village and its neighbours to take action. Through community effort, a fish aggregating device, known as a FAD, was anchored 2 kilometres offshore. It's proving a successful solution, enticing schools of fish to congregate in one spot.
The number of the FAD and then the bigger fish follow, just like on a reef.
But out on this lagoon, the fishermen tell us a dangerous fishing method is threatening this area's biodiversity, fishing with dynamite. The dynamite is procured from unexploded World War II ordnance, thousands of items still scattered across the Solomon Archipelago, making it one of the most contaminated places in the Pacific. Meshak Sekulu is a research analyst with the international research organisation World Fish and is based in Malaita.
Lunga Lunga is known for dynamite fishing. In a single day you can hear more than one explosion.
These underwater explosions are also destroying seashells required to craft shell money, a local form of currency central to customary practices, including bride price ceremonies, resolving disputes, or paying fines. Diversifying income sources is another concern for the village. Walelia says the community has recently implemented a project to begin seaweed farming to take the pressure off its fishing grounds.
It is harvested, dried here, and then sold.
According to Sekulu, Oibola is part of a cluster of 7 communities whose management program involves more than 2,500 people.
Wherever there is a seaweed, you'll expect that there are turtles and also squid population increase.
And how important is community-based resource management to ensuring sustainability?
It's about gathering communities, to look after their resources, have a management plan in place, enforce those rules to make sure that the stocks are recovering.
Mangrove restoration is another example of community-based resource management, their root systems shielding the shoreline and essential to the coastal ecosystem. Walelia has long championed this project in his village, his father having begun planting after watching the forest disappear and the tide move in.
Reviving the mangrove forest means protecting against erosion, breeding ground for fish and birds, shells that we eat, the mangrove crab.
Walelia has so far planted more than 17,000 shoots, but it's his concern for the future that keeps him planting.
When we started the project, I had a sales son. He was like maybe 5, 6. And he came up to me and asked for food. And I was watching him and thinking at the same time, here's me feeding. What about you feeding your children? Will you be left with the same environment that I grew up in?
An uncertain outlook for a country among the world's most vulnerable to a changing climate. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News. And this story was supported by the Pulitzer Centre.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleep Maker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.